The most famous magician you've never heard of is retiring.
The trick with a dollar bill. I want you to watch very closely.
Al Cohen, who's 75, has been running a magic store here in Washington, D.C. for nearly 60 years.
And watch, with no funny moves, watch, the bill will actually float, defying all kinds of gravity. And I want to show you that there's nothing tricky, nothing fake about the bill. It's just a regular dollar bill, and that's it.
That old black magic's got me in its spell.
Over the years, Al's Magic Shop has become somewhat of a Washington, D.C. institution. For those in the know, the shop is as much a part of the nation's capital as the Washington Monument or the White House.
Muhammad Ali was a real magic buff, and he used to buy tons and tons, hundreds of dollars worth of things at a time. Harry Truman was in the store. George Bush, the father, used to buy tricks for the boys. I don't know which one, whether it was Jeb or George W. who was interested in magic, but one of the two liked magic.
While many of Cohen's customers are famous, some prefer to remain anonymous.
I can't mention his name, but a very big shot at the CIA is a good customer of ours. We have loads and loads of Secret Service guys that come in. We have FBI agents that come in. A lot of these, we can't tell you their name. They don't want it generally known that they do this stuff.
You sigh, the song begins. You speak, and I hear violins. It's magic.
Magicians such as David Copperfield, Doug Henning, and Harry Anderson have called Cohen the world's greatest demonstrator of magic tricks. He's a major attraction at conventions where magicians gather to perform, share secrets, and buy the latest tricks.
If you ever wanted to find him when you were at a magician's convention, you simply had to go into the dealer room and look for the crowd that would be gathered around his dealer booth.
Max Maven is a magician, author, and magic historian.
Al could take virtually any trick and make it look good. He's such a solid demonstrator that he could take a mediocre trick and make you excited about it, and it wouldn't be until you got home and looked at it again that you realized you purchased something you didn't really want or like. But Al loves magic so much that he would never do that. So when Al would perform a trick to sell it to you, not only did he perform it in a way that made you want to do it, but it was actually a good trick.
Now this time I want you to do me a favor. I want you to blow in your hand a little bit.
On this day, Cohen is making foam rubber rabbits appear out of nowhere, and 7-year-old Miles is seeing the magic touch that earned Cohen his reputation.
I want you to blow in your hand a little bit and say the magic words, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
And open up. Oh my goodness, you got a whole family. Now, would you do me a favor and tell me how you did that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's that two of us. That's really a funny thing. The first trick I ever saw was a guy rubbing a coin in his elbow and making it disappear. And I was like 10 years old. But that wasn't what got me into it. What really got me into it was I roomed in college. And my roommate did magic. He fooled the heck out of me. But that even that wasn't what really got me into magic.
What did get Cohen into magic were a few odd toys in the back of his father's store. His dad, Macy Cohen, owned the National Gift Shop, which offered statuettes of the Washington Monument, cut crystal glasses, kimonos, and a few simple toy magic tricks.
I started playing with it and got very fascinated with it, and it must have been something hidden in my psyche from way back or something, because before I knew it, I was what you call, quote, a magic dealer. I was selling magic.
Well, you got shoes, you got a hat, you got magic. You got this, you got that, you got a mojo.
After September 11th, tourism slowed to a trickle in Washington, D.C., and it hit Al's magic shop hard. Cohen got the store through the worst of the dry spell, but then decided it was time to give it all up.
I still enjoy it. I'd love to be able to do it without all the headaches of running a business. If you're young and you have the time, it's great. The other problem is I got a sick wife, and she needs a lot of attention from me.
Alice, Cohen's wife of 56 years, has lung cancer, so Cohen has decided to retire and sell the shop. Magician Max Maven says the magic world is losing one of its all-time greats.
Al Cohen is one of the last of that wonderful breed of magic dealer who looked at the magic shop as more than a sales location. I can't imagine you could find someone with a bad word to say about Al. That sounds too good to be true, but maybe that's what defines him as being magical.
Can I use your hand for a minute?
Yes.
You hold both corners of your hand. Now put both hands behind your back.
Al Cohen, who's retiring and selling his shop after nearly 60 years of making magic in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. What did you do with the Mexican coin? Maybe it's under the box here. Take a look at it.
That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
You can see Cohen perform magic and get more information on other stories in today's program on the website npr.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace, directed by Barry Gordimer, Van Williamson, and Melissa Gray, and edited by Doreen McAllister, Jeffrey Katz, Vladimir Dubinsky, Maeve McGoran, and Kitty Isley. The production staff includes Molly Peterson, Claudette Haberman, Jim Wildman, Chip Grabo, Sarah Mobley, Hannah Miso, Steve Monroe, Tom Bullock, and Kara Gerhard. The technical director is Stacey Abbott, with audio engineers Sean Fox, Kevin Waite, Kim Jones, and Stu Rushfield. Senior producers Audrey Wynn, Eva Grant, senior editor Susan Feeney, executive producer Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.